USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is sending a spending bill to President Trump's desk after legislation approved on Thursday calls for huge spending increases in the federal government. The chamber is set to pass a second package to fund the rest of the federal government later in the day. The House has passed both bills. The House passed both bills earlier this week, and President Trump is expected to sign them as well. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is dismissing the House-passed articles of impeachment against President Trump.
You watched what transformed last night on this floor. It's something that we've said all the time. The weakest, the thinnest, the fastest impeachment in U.S. history.
Talking with reporters at the Capitol, McCarthy says he's embarrassed for Democrats and the House. The House is expected to approve the big North American trade deal on Thursday. The USMCA is one of President Trump's top priorities. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
A court ruling reignites the Obamacare fight for 2020. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare's individual mandates, being declared unconstitutional. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals making that ruling, saying that the mandate can no longer be read as a tax, adding there's no other constitutional provision that justifies this exercise of congressional power. The panel is ordering a lower court to look at the rest of Obamacare to see if the rest of the law should be thrown out.
An Arctic blast could hit much of the country today and tomorrow. AccuWeather says an Alberta Clipper is sweeping into the Great Lakes region and the Northeast, bringing frigid cold temperatures and blustery winds. Single digits and sub-zero temperatures are predicted today and tomorrow from Minneapolis all the way to Boston. The temperatures are expected to be 8 to 16 degrees below normal. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, how is the impeachment of President Trump playing across America? South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem tells Fox News,
I think we're already seeing it backfire on them, and I think people are seeing that these are all unfounded impeachment facts that they brought forward. There's nothing there of substance that people can look at and point to of why we should be going through these proceedings, and they really want to be talking about things that affect their everyday lives here in South Dakota and across the Midwest. West and the heartland. They want to talk about these trade agreements. They want to talk about opportunities that they have to feed the world and to save their family farms. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think is frustrating for them, is they turn on their national news and all they hear about is a circus going on in Washington, D.C., and it doesn't reflect anything that's going on in their lives.
A 17-year-old girl is arrested for allegedly stealing a plane. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A 17-year-old girl is under arrest after police say she climbed a fence and stole a small plane at Yosemite International Airport. Airport Police Chief Drew Bessinger.
She entered a King Air 200 propeller-driven aircraft and was able to start one of the engines. The aircraft began to move and pivot and crashed into a building and a fence on airport property.
Authorities say no one was injured during the incident.
Thank you, Wendy. Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.